Im Sommer ab in die Berge, an einen See, Kanu fahren, wandern, am Lagerfeuer sitzen, mit anderen Kindern zusammen, aber ohne Eltern. Summer Camp gehört in den USA zum Aufwachsen einfach dazu, sehr viel mehr als hier. Vielleicht sind wir deshalb bei der Suche nach einem Heimweh-Experten auf einen Amerikaner gestoßen. Dr. Christopher Thurber ist Psychologe und er hat für die American Camp Association eine DVD gemacht, damit Eltern Heimweh ihrer Kinder verhindern können. Eine Homesickness Prevention DVD. Guten Tag, Herr Thurber. Hello.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on the program. Thanks for making that possible.
Happy to be here, and I should say good afternoon, I guess.
Yes. So what is the most important way in which parents can prevent homesickness with their children?
The most important thing they can do is provide practice time away from home. So an overnight at a friend's house or perhaps a weekend at relative's house, grandparent's house. A short stay away from home gives young people an opportunity to practice their coping strategies.
You also talk about how there should be no pickup deal. So
yeah, pickup deal really puts the staff at a summer camp at a disadvantage, and it gives young people something to become preoccupied about. So if you want a working definition of homesickness, we could say it's preoccupying thoughts of home and attachment objects. The thing to remember is that all people miss something about home when they're away. And I'm always telling people of any age that homesickness is in some ways a very positive reflection of the love and attachment we have to the things that we enjoy, whether that's other people or home cooking or our room at home, customs, culture, traditions. So when we miss things, we need to understand that that's normal. What varies is the intensity with which people feel homesickness. And when parents say to their children, if you feel homesick, I'll come and get you, that I think sends the wrong message. The subtext of that message is, I have so little confidence in your ability to cope with this normal feeling that I think the only solution is for me to come and rescue you. And that doesn't instill confidence. It gives young people something about which they can become preoccupied. And there's nothing that the staff at a summer camp could say to compete with a parental offer to come get them. So again, the problem is because homesickness is normal, children whose parents have made a pickup deal will demand to go home as soon as they feel this feeling. And of course, one of the wonderful things about an experience like summer camp is that it nurtures independence and self-reliance. It also nurtures interdependence, and kids grow a lot in their social skills. But they also grow a lot in their confidence and their ability to spend some time away from home. So I'm always coaching parents not to make a pickup deal.
But what if the children are just not ready? Is it really good to keep them at camp against their will?
Well, no, it's not. And that's a very good question. From the beginning, children should be involved in the decision to go to camp. Children who feel forced to go are more likely to feel intense homesickness. And so it's wise for parents to involve their son or daughter in all of the big and small decisions about when to go and how long to go and what kind of camp to go to. When children feel a sense of ownership over the process and over the experience, their adjustment is much, much better.
What if prevention hasn't worked? Let's just assume that. How do you, as a counselor at camp, notice that a child is homesick?
Well, children at camp have a couple of important jobs. They need to interact with other kids, they need to go to activities, and they need to eat, and they need to sleep. And if there is impairment in any of those areas, then I would, as a counselor, as a staff member, I would have a concern. And it might be homesickness or it might be something else. But if the children are not eating or sleeping or interacting with their peers or participating in activities, then we know we have a problem. And that's when it's important for a counselor to sit down and have a longer conversation with a young person about what they're feeling and what's going on.
And how do you try and make them feel better?
Well, another really good question. Different strategies work for different kids. So for some children, reminders of home, such as looking at a photograph of their parents or their family, writing letters, maintaining some kind of connection with home through correspondence, that really helps. For other children, those same strategies backfire. They actually make things worse. So coping is idiosyncratic. What works for you might not work for me. But the top strategies include maintaining a connection with home through letter writing. Counselors also encourage children to look at the time and keep it in perspective. If you're 10 years old, you've been alive for 520 weeks, you may be at camp for four. And when children make that comparison and they can make time concrete rather than abstract, that really helps. One of the tried and true strategies that counselors use both in the United States and Canada as well as Europe and South America is taking a piece of scrap paper and handwriting a little calendar on it showing the number of weeks that children will be at camp and helping them to landmark some of the activities they're looking forward to. When children can see that it's a finite period of time, that helps their adjustment. And of course, that relates to another strategy as well that counselors can encourage campers to do, which is keep a positive attitude. There are usually things at camp that children don't have at home, certain activities or equipment, certainly lots and lots of friends. So they have opportunities that are new and different. And when they recognize that they're only there for a short period of time and there are a lot of fun things to do, that really helps. The number one strategy is to keep children busy. The more involved they are in fun physical activities, the less intense their homesickness.
We've had someone write to us on Facebook that she rather enjoyed being away from home because her parents were alcoholics. So is that something that you see in other children, that those get less homesick who come from a not so great background maybe?
Yes. In fact, the way to think about this is in a comparative manner. If camp represents a more stable environment than home, for whatever reason, children at camp are getting three meals a day, their caregivers are reliable, the activities are a lot of fun, they're surrounded by friends, the counselors are trained to spot and stop bullying. So if that is better than what they experience at home, they're likely to have very good adjustment. And so, yes, if children come from a difficult family circumstance, I think they'll enjoy camp even more.
Thank you very much, Dr. Christopher Thurber, for being on the program. Thanks for that.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.